Hey, welcome to the Sunday to Sunday podcast. Today, I get to sit down with one of the greats, Rick Dunham. We're going to talk about a report that the Dunham & Company put out on giving in the church, the state of giving right now, particularly amid the COVID-19 pandemic hitting the country and the world, and how does that affect the church? All right, I'm excited to sit down today with Rick Dunham. Rick, our listeners are pretty split. We've got a lot of pastors and executive pastors who have probably heard of you, but we've also got a lot of people in church communications, marketing, social media type roles who may not know who you are. They may not know what Dunham & Company does. So why don't you just give us a little background, introduce yourself.
Sure. Great. Thank you. And thanks for having me today. Kind of rewinding back into the late 70s, I went to Dallas Theological Seminary to get my master's of theology. And when I finished in the early 80s, went to work in Christian nonprofit ministries and did that for 11 years and primarily focused on senior management and fundraising. And then went into consulting in 89. And in 2002, started Dunham & Company with a specific focus on Christian nonprofit organizations and churches with the goal of using media, digital communications, other marketing tools to help ministries grow audience, grow revenue, and ultimately expand their mission and impact. So we work with the local church. We work with media ministries, broadcast ministries, work with radio, Christian radio stations, and then cause-related organizations. We're working in North America, UK, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and the headquarters in Dallas, and then we have the office in Sydney, serving kind of the Southeast area.
Wow. Yeah, you guys do amazing work. You're kind of one of those companies that's behind the scenes in a lot of things, and we don't even realize the involvement that you've had. And so thank you for your work over the years and for your entire team. I know I've worked with a few people there and top-notch team.
Thanks.
Now, you guys just put out a report on giving, and it says you conducted a poll that was done in April, which is right at the height of this COVID-19 pandemic. You know, most people would have been on mandated quarantine for about a month, many self-quarantined going on 2 months. So jobs are affected, stress is high, the future is uncertain. Stimulus checks at that point were kind of just an idea that might be coming soon. And that's when you put out this poll to ask people who have given in the past to churches what they thought about the future going forward. So tell us, you know, what does this report reveal about giving in 2020?
Yeah, so just so I could back up just a second, one of the things that we do quite a bit of is research, trying to understand what's happening with donors, what's happening with nonprofit organizations, with churches, really looking at donor behavior. So obviously we were super curious come early April when we were getting into the full swing of the pandemic, what in the world's going on with donors? How are they thinking during this period of time? What potentially could happen to their giving, not only during the pandemic, but going forward? And so it was a really, really fascinating thing. And I think in terms of what we were learning and kind of before we get into the findings, one of the things that the study highlighted for me was three really super important giving demographics in America. One is religious, probably the most important is religious affiliation or weekly church or worship attendance. So the donors were able to score themselves in terms of whether they attended church at least weekly, whether they attended church sometimes or never. And when you look at those three demographics, those who attend church weekly give 4% of household income. Now that feels low, but the benchmark according to Giving USA in household giving in America is 2%. So they're giving double the amount of household income to charitable organizations. And then those that sometimes attend, right at 2%, those who never, 0.07%. Wow. And part of why this is important is when you look at this particular demographic of people who attend churches at least weekly, they give five times more to charitable organizations. And these are all charities. There's only three that they don't, and that's environment, animal welfare, and arts and culture. Other than that, they're supporting charities across the spectrum, yeah, with the local church being number one. So that really kind of struck me. Again, that an older demographic, that the older the demographic, we once again affirmed, the more likely they are to be giving and to be giving at a higher level. So those are really important findings, because when you actually got into the data, you discovered, oh, those demographics are really outperforming the remainder of the demographics in terms of their intent to continue giving and giving into the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty incredible. I think we've seen that trend over time, that you can correlate that with, you know, attendance and involvement in church. As that goes up, giving goes up, which definitely, you know, makes sense from a Christian point of view, as we're continuing to be sanctified, that would be something that we become more, you know, generous as a result of. And it's interesting to see that didn't necessarily change or go down even during a pandemic. It looks like your 58% of donors in this poll said that they actually plan to continue giving. They may be more carefully in light of the pandemic, but let's dig into some of the numbers here. What exactly are we seeing here? What we've actually been warning people, even when this pandemic started, is, hey, let's brace for a dip in giving. Certainly that's what everyone would expect, but it doesn't look like that's what the numbers here are saying, right?
Yeah. So to your point, there about 81% of donors surveyed said that they intended to continue giving. About 28% said they'd be giving at the same level. Others, like you said, said the other 53% said they're going to continue giving, but to be a bit more cautious or careful about that giving, with 20% saying not giving at all. But what I find so interesting is that, again, when we look at the demographics I just discussed and kind of break out those, that 28% of overall donors say they're going to keep on giving as they've always done. When you look at those who attend church weekly, that goes up to 40%.
Wow.
And so to me, that was really encouraging, that there's a much stronger likelihood that these donors are going to continue to give. The other part that we really didn't highlight much in our findings here too is I dug a little bit deeper into the data, and what you find is that when we had a intensity scale, so one being highly unlikely, five being highly likely. And when you looked at the weekly church attenders, they scored a 3.9 out of the five, compared to about a 2.9 for the rest of donors. So again, a much higher intensity in terms of their intent to give, yeah, through the pandemic.
How do you think that, and this may be just more of your opinion at this point, I don't know if you have any data behind it, but how do you think churches emphasizing online church, especially, you know, even as churches are opening up over, you know, the last month, we're still looking like it's going to be 6 months to a year before things are, you know, fully back to normal. Churches that are opening up are still limited in what they can do. And so there's going to be a huge emphasis on doing church online over the next year, it looks like. How do you think that's going to affect people when they're not actually able to, you know, continue to attend church for quite some time?
Yeah, it's really spotty around the country, as you know. So here in Texas, they're allowing churches to meet again, but in a smaller, I think it's 25 to 50% total of capacity. So, and that experience is still very different.
Right.
But what I'm hearing too is that what's happened in this pandemic is the pivot to online across the board. I mean, we've all needed to use technology to continue to function, really.
Right.
And in a conversation with another person earlier today talking about church giving, what we've all observed is the ones that were already, where the digital space was already a part of their DNA, where they're already doing online church, where they're always already emphasizing and making it easy to give online, they've actually done really well. In fact, some have actually increased both engagement, number of people engaging, as well as income.
Right.
The ones that have been caught short a bit are the ones that really didn't have an online presence to speak of, and where online giving was not really a significant part of their routine. Well, to survive going forward, I know of one church, their online giving jumped from 40% to 70% in the space of like 4 weeks. I mean, there's a massive growth in that.
Yeah.
So that's really where I think all churches are going to need to go, is to make it easy for the parishioner, for the congregant, to be able to give their offering online.
And that's what we're seeing in our own polls too. We've done some, you know, informal polls in our Facebook groups of churches, and you know, certainly giving is down at some churches, and the future is still, you know, uncertain for the most part. But most churches were reporting that giving was either you know, stayed the same or has gone up. And this is as recent as just a couple weeks ago that we asked. And combine that with the fact that in a lot of cases, expenses are down. I mean, they don't have to turn on the AC. They don't have to turn on the electricity. Nobody's, you know, funding missions trips right now, things like that. Some expenses have gone up on the technology side, perhaps. But I think in general, you know, churches have found a lot of ways to save over the last few months. So combine that with giving that's either up or staying the same. Seems like this is pretty encouraging. Churches, for the most part, should be in a good financial spot right now. And so what advice do you have for them? What should they be doing during this time? I mean, I could see on one hand saying, man, hunker down, save as much as you can, because things just, we don't know what it's going to look like over the next year. On the other hand, I could see saying, well, man, you know, now's the time to use that money to maybe implement some new ministries, meet, you know, more practical needs, shift that missions budget to a more local mission, things like that. What do you suggest churches should be looking into right now?
In many ways, this is a bit of our moment as a church where people are, there's an incredible amount of fear. There's tremendous anxiety. And this even goes beyond the pandemic to the racial tension that we're seeing right now. And I think people are looking for answers. And I think the investment, continued investment in stable technology, the ability to reach a broader audience online, even putting some money into advertising, social media advertising, to make people know that you're there, allow them to know that they can come and engage with you, and that you've got something for them that's encouraging and hopeful. That's where we're just in that moment right now where that feels like that's a really good move.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's an old quote, I think, from Bill Gates. I mean, you know, if he was down to his last dollar, he'd spend it on advertising. I kind of feel like that's a little bit relevant here, that now is probably the time that the church, you know, people need the church and pastors and our message the most, more now than ever. And so I definitely agree. Now's the time to maybe invest and shift things quite a bit, probably. But I think that investment in technology, putting out more content online than just your sermon, you know, at this point is probably a good direction to head into. And so I think there's definitely a lot there, especially when it comes to things like travel and missions. That work doesn't need to end, but honestly, it'll probably be a few years before people are really jumping on board with traveling to foreign third world countries in a big way. And so there's definitely, you know, a ton of budget money there that can be allocated online. You can still reach those nations online through advertising and social media and stuff like that too.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a good word. Is there anything else in this report that we haven't touched on that churches should know about?
Well, part of it is that there's a strong, these donors have a strong intent to give in the coming year. We did a study back in August of 2018 looking at donor sentiment, and back then 48% said that, discouraging at the time, 48% showed kind of a low respect. They didn't, there was not a strong sentiment towards charitable organizations, where that's really gone up in recent years. And the confidence in the economic recovery just really is encouraging to me. So back in 18, 78% of donors surveyed said that it would take at least a year or more to recover or for the economy to improve. And today just 66% say that. And we're in a much more difficult economic climate than we were back in August of 18.
Yeah, for sure.
In addition, 22% back then said it would take less than 6 months. Today, 34% are saying that. So there's a strong sense within the donors that, yeah, the economy's taken a hit. In fact, 51% expect the economy to decline, which they're kind of wide-eyed on that. But at the same time, they're bullish in terms of improvement of the economy, which to me, again, giving is not necessarily a rational behavior. It's more of an emotional behavior. So the psyche and emotions of how a donor's feeling has a pretty direct impact on their giving.
Yeah, absolutely. But I found it interesting too that there doesn't seem, you know, maybe it's because of the pandemic, but there's not an emphasis on giving towards like arts and entertainment and things like that. I think was in the report, which seems to make sense, but at the same time, it's a little bit of, it's a little disappointing in some ways. I think that there's an opportunity there too for churches to maybe get more involved in arts and entertainment in that way too, particularly online. But there's definitely a lot of opportunities here for churches to look at, especially that 20% that says that, they're going to stop giving during this time. That's probably the 20% we as a church should be reaching out to and focusing on as far as like direct, local needs that can be met.
Yeah. And that's part of what I talked about this morning in another webinar I was doing, just talking about, the local church has certain partners on the ground that are in a significant need. And I think the engagement in the community right now, being that voice of hope within the community, being that place where people can feel safe and feel like this is a place where I can come and especially online receive the kind of encouragement and messages of hope I need, as well as them within the community providing the kind of support to the local ministries that, in fact, I know of one ministry that's really been engaging in social outreach, especially through food centers and that type of thing, that have made a tremendous impact huge impact on the community.
So good. Yeah, that is great to hear. Yeah, we know of several churches who are really shifting just in their day-to-day things that they do. And it's hopefully going to change for the better going forward. Churches are even, looking at repurposing their buildings and things like that for more community efforts and less emphasis on just a weekly gathering, doing more things online. I think, at this point, everything's on the table. And I think that's great. It's a good way for us to just reassess how we do church and always fine tune things for, the best way to reach people going forward.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for your time, for your work, and just your heart for the church. How can we'll link to this report in our show notes, things like that. But how can people download this report? How can they find out more about you and the work that you're doing?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll also send you a link to a piece of work we did in collating a number of resources for the local church during this time that allows them to be more effective. And hopefully that will be a benefit also to the listeners.
Yeah, I think it absolutely will. Yeah, appreciate just your generosity through all this as well, too. I think I've looked at this report. It's incredibly helpful. I know it's going to benefit churches greatly.
Great. Thanks.